The title, Poland from the Perspective of Washington. Now the text follows. On March 26, the president of the Polish-American Congress, Al Mazewski, presented to the Secretary of State, George Shultz, the memorandum outlining PAC assessment of U.S. policy towards Poland and recommendations for the future, period. The memorandum was published in English in the Polish daily Zgoda, period. I assume, therefore, that it is known to you, period. It covers, in a nutshell, the subject of my talk today. Column. Poland from the perspective of Washington, period. I intend to corroborate the main points of what was summarized in Mazewski's memo on one page and a half, period, new para. In order to be convincing and effective, we have to approach American policymakers not from our parochial point of view, but in a manner which appeals to the global strategic interests of the USA, period, new para. What is the role of what role Poland plays in the broad context, in this broad context? Question mark. Very important indeed, new para. United States and its allies are engaged in a major effort to contain Soviet expansionism, period. The entire post-war history confirms that Moscow has been ideologically committed to achieve world domination, period. It does not want Third World War. It does not want Third World War, period. It hopes and expects to achieve its goal over a very long period of time without military confrontation, dash, through gradual local conquests, by taking advantages of local conflicts, whether and whenever they are social, racial, ethnic, or religious, in order to support one side against the other and eventually win over new client states and further strategic gains, period. Right now, we observe this kind of scenario at our own threshold in Central America and Central America, in the vicinity of strategically vital Panama Canal, period. Tomorrow, the Soviets may resume its offensive towards equally vital Persian Gulf, dash, if and when the opportunity arises. Period, new paragraph. Soviet military military build-up does not represent, in my opinion, an effort to start preparation for an aggressive war in a Hitler style. The Soviets are much more cautious and patient than Hitler, and will avoid high risks at least as long as the West remains militarily strong enough to inflict prohibitive damage to an aggressor. Period. The military might is meant to create a protective shield around the policy of local conquests. Full stop. It provides a strong deterrent against United States military intervention in local conflicts or U.S. involvement, military involvement in supporting internal or external forces which are trying to oppose Soviet clients. Period. New para. Over the years, Soviet global strategy scored many successes and suffered also many setbacks and losses. Period. On balance, however, the Soviets have achieved considerable progress since World War II. Full stop. The experience should teach the Western allies that policy of containment cannot be effective if it is based solely on military power and purely defensive posture. Full stop. So far, United States is acting like a fire brigade, reacting whenever and wherever fires breaks out. Full stop. The experience should have teached Kissinger's, Sonnenfeld's and others that the Soviet Union cannot be contained by negotiations, détente, and new partition of the world into spheres of influence. The West should have learned by now that the Soviets consume their part of a deal which serves their interests and continues to pursue relentlessly their gradual expansion. Full stop, new para. Soviet commitment to expansionism can be eroded only from inside, under popular pressure of people who have to carry tremendous burden of expansionism and arms race, period. Soviet threat will cease only when contradictions inherent in the Soviet system become aggravated and come to a head. Full stop. It is therefore a matter of life and death of the United States and Western world to enhance these processes through a long-term and consistent policy. Period. New para. It is in this broad strategic context that the Polish developments acquires considerable importance. New para. In PAC memo to Secretary Schulz, it was said, in terms of its population, area, military potential, Poland is the largest and the most important satellite state in the Soviet orbit. Period. New para. It is much more than that. Period. In the entire post-war period, Poland has provided an example that even under most ruthless totalitarian system, non-violent popular pressure can influence the policy of the regime. Full stop. it can not only slow down the process of Sovietization, but in fact it can stop it or force it into retreat, full stop. This became evident long before Solidarity was born, full stop. In Poland, farmers resisted successfully collectivization of land, period. The church not only remained united and totally independent, period. It became, in fact, stronger than it ever was in the history of Poland, and stronger than any other Catholic country of the world, period. Polish intellectuals initiated the strongest opposition movement in the Soviet orbit and won for themselves considerable margin of freedom of expression, period. Even today, legal Polish press, which is subject of censorship, contrasts favorably with regime-controlled media in the Soviet bloc, period. The workers have displayed their power when they brought down three ruling teams, column, in 1956, 1970, and in 1980, period, new para. How the present situation in Poland looks now from the perspective of Washington, almost 4 years since Solidarity was born and 2.5 years since it was crushed as a legal structure, period. It may be argued that it is impossible to offer an assessment if you are not on the spot, comma, that one cannot pass a judgment from a distance of 6,000 miles, period. It is said that we should simply follow and accept views of these Polish people in the country, comma, whom we recognize as an authentic voice of the Polish society. Full stop, new para. This is only partially true, period. Obviously, only in Poland one can sense the mood of the people, period. We are dealing not with one but many conflicting opinions emanating from Poland, and we have to make a choice which one we consider right, period. Second column. Sometimes you see things better from a distance, period. It is difficult to embrace the entire panorama if you stand too close. Full stop. New para. I am an avid reader of the underground Polish press, and I receive it in such quantities that I can hardly digest half of it. Full stop. I have a strong feeling that people in Poland are not aware of their own success. New para, one, period. Legal Solidarity had lived for 1 year and 3 months, period. Underground Solidarity has been in existence as a mass opposition movement for 2 years and 5 months, full stop. Nothing indicates that it may be eliminated or even that it is in decline, period. If anything, the underground society has found new forms of their activities and has consolidated its underground structure. Two, full stop. There are at least 450 underground publications, clandestine publications, comma, publishing houses, They are lending libraries, considerable educational effort has been undertaken by all kind of underground universities and discussion groups. Underground solidarity cells remain active in most major plans, institutions and organizations. Period. New para. The very fact that solidarity has survived as a mass movement more than 2 years has no precedent in 67 years of the Soviet system. Its very existence represents a major challenge to the omnipotence of the political police. Period. New para. Until 1981, it was generally assumed, this is not new para, a continuation. Until 1981, it was generally assumed that communists, unlike Nazis, developed to perfection effective infiltration system which can destroy any conspiracy. Period. One of the last surviving leaders of the Polish underground movement, World War II, in a letter published in the Polish monthly Kultura, claimed that the only resistance under so communist system is possible. The Polish Kultura claimed that the resistance under communist system is possible only in a secrecy of mind and home of an individual. Period. This is one more example that old generals tend to think in terms of the last war which they fought. New para. At the briefing for the Polish Americans in NSC, an official of the State Department said that underground solidarity has no more than 250 people. Full stop. The statement indicates an entirely wrong perception of the structure of the present resistance movement in Poland. Period. If solidarity would be limited to 200 or 300 people living in hiding, it would have been wiped out long time ago. Period. The UB, militia and ZOMO proved so far entirely helpless. Why? First, because solidarity is a spontaneous, massive and grassroots movement. Full stop. Two, because it is highly decentralized. Full stop. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of small local groups very loosely connected with each other. Period. Elimination of one does not jeopardize the others. Full stop. Three, the resistance enjoys tremendous support of the population. Full stop. In practical terms, it means that very many people who are not involved themselves in illegal activities are prepared to accept a limited risk and to help or protect others who are. Period, new para. 4. Only a handful of people live in hiding today, in parentheses, like Lis, L-I-S, comma, Bujak, B-U-J-A-K, comma, Kulerski, K-U-L-E-R-S-K-I, or 30 or 40 of others, full stop. The rest combine their legal existence and normal professional work with underground activities. Full stop, new para. For all these reasons, elimination of the underground does not seem likely in any foreseeable future. They have been in the past, and no doubt they will be in the future, many arrests, comma, some small groups may be liquidated. Full stop. In fact, UB undertook last March a considerable offensive, period. Special squads called Black Panthers conducted large-scale arrests in Wrocław, Gdańsk, comma, Gdańsk, and coastal area and in Kraków. House searches resulted in confiscation of printing facilities, comma, paper, comma, stencils, etc. At least 200 people were arrested, comma, at least three times as many, detained or interrogated. Full stop. In Wrocław itself, 35 people were arrested. But even heavy losses will not destroy the movement. Its future will depend on the endurance, morale, and assistance from outside rather than on any action undertaken by the regime. Full stop, new para. The question we have to answer is what solidarity has achieved so far and what it can achieve in the future. This whole sentence should be underlined. New para. So-called refusal front, please underline refusal front, has been much more effective than is generally realized, period. By refusal front, one should understand a massive boycott of the establishment and its main bodies rather than any organized forms of resistance, period. Its impact is felt particularly by the party itself. 2 years and a half after the crackdown of Solidarity, the Communist Party remains a dead body, period. Officially, it has a membership of 2,200,000 members, period. In fact, according to internal party bulletin, the membership has shrinked to 1,800,000, period. Only 27% of this number of members are paying their dues, period. Rank and file party members who attend meetings are totally passive. Workers represent only 14% of the entire membership. Full stop. Józef Czyrek revealed, however, recently that it dropped to a scandalous figure of 4%. Period. The party is practically non-existing in plants, in major plants and factories. As Jaruzelski lamented at the last party conference in March, there are very few members below 30 years of age. The party lost almost totally the younger generation, new para. The Polish Workers' Party of today consists mainly of paid bureaucrats, mostly hardliners, with their own vested interests, period. Present regime is based on a coalition between few hundred high-ranking officers and political police with the letters, influence and power steadily growing. period, new para. Refusal Front resulted in almost total failure of the two creation of the government, colon, PRON, PRON, and regime-sponsored trade unions, period. Regime claimed that trade union number 3,500,000 members, but the figure is considered generally has been generally dismissed as propaganda, period. Before the crackdown, the regime-sponsored trade union had 4 million members. Failure of the new union has been closely connected with the absence of absence or weakness of the party in industrial plants, period. Old writers' union had 1,200 members, dash. The new one, comma, set up by the regime, only 200-300 people. with very few exceptions, no writers of any prominence joined the new union, new para. As a result of general boycott, the regime remains isolated and deprived of any social base, period. As long as it is involved in its struggle with the underground resistance, it cannot afford a war on two fronts, dash, with solidarity and with the church, period. The solidarity is therefore a first line of defense of the church, period. And as long as the Polish church retains its present strength, it will not be possible for the regime to turn back the clock and to return to the Stalinist model of early 50s. New para. What kind of objectives solidarity can expect to achieve in the longer run? Interrogation mark. The refusal front should demonstrate that the police terror should demonstrate convincingly to the ruling group that the police terror has its limits. Full stop. The regime can suppress strikes, comma, demonstrations, comma, riots, comma, full stop. It can effectively prevent spreading of local conflicts to the rest of the country, and thus to prevent a general upheaval, period. But it cannot solve by repressive measures any economic, comma, social and political problems, full stop. It has to seek some kind of reconciliation with and participation of people, and particularly of workers. Full stop. Such reconciliation may take, will not take form of restoration, of the restoration of free trade union, but there are other, more informal ways, such as, for instance, greater role for the workers' councils, or simply informal talks on more or less regular basis with workers enjoying confidence of a crew in their factory. Full stop, new para. At this moment, there are no indications whatsoever that Jaruzelski would be prepared to seek any such solution. He continues,